Salmon stocks and investment stocks may have a lot in common, according to a new study. Long term, the returns for both benefit from diversification. The cover article in tomorrow's issue of the journal Nature looks at the issue in Bristol Bay sockeye salmon. The researchers show diversification there helps maintain salmon runs at relatively stable levels year after year. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The University of Washington has been studying sockeye salmon in Bristol Bay for more than half a century. What they've found is a natural system that works remarkably well. In a year when certain rivers in the area have booming sockeye populations, others are bust. University of Washington researcher Daniel Schindler is also lead author of the Nature article. He says diversity is what makes the Bristol Bay fishery so dependable.
Bristol Bay, because it has this intact, diverse network of habitat and its associated diversity of salmon populations, is really reliable year after year.
The idea that diversification within a species is important isn't new, but Schindler says this study is one of the first to quantify just how important. He says it makes a big difference.
And we estimate that if Bristol Bay, for instance, had its habitat plowed under and turned into parking lots, and if the salmon were produced in hatcheries rather than in wild systems, that we'd probably see fisheries closures every 2 to 3 years rather than once every few decades because of low returns.
The lower 48 is full of examples of rivers that have lost salmon diversity. Schindler says managers can increase hatchery production, but that won't maintain a stable population over time.
And for instance, in the Sacramento or even the Columbia River, you know, on average, they produce fair number of fish, but typically you get a couple total boom years, and then you get 2 or 3 years of total closures. So the year-to-year reliability of the system simply shuts down.
Schindler says Alaska isn't immune to increasing pressures to develop watersheds for things like hydropower or mineral extraction, but the state does have a choice, and that's unique.
So Alaska's really at a point where, you know, it's in a luxurious position of being able to say, do we want to maintain our habitat in the watersheds, or do we want to start developing them and with the risk of degrading their reliability, like much like the lower 48 has done?
Schindler says people fall into the trap of thinking it's easy to develop technological fixes to resource problems. He says it's a misguided and even arrogant approach.
In general, what we see is that the stocks do poorer and poorer as we pour more and more technology into them.
He says the best solution is also the easiest. Let the streams and rivers operate naturally. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.